Even if you didn't watch last night's championship college football game between USC and the University of Texas, you might want to pay attention to the name Vince Young. It's safe to say you're going to hear a lot more about the Lone Star quarterback after last night's last-minute explosion across the field.
Fourth and five, the national championship on the line right here.
The Texas quarterback looks to pass, then decides to head for the end zone himself.
He's going for the corner. He's got it. Vince Young scores.
That touchdown, heard there on ABC TV, where Vince Young bolted across the football field, secured UT's victory over reigning champion USC and pretty much secured Young's entry into the pantheon of legendary college athletes. Austin Murphy is a senior writer for Sports Illustrated. He wrote a cover story this year about Young under the headline Superman, and Austin Murphy joins us now. Austin, sports writers seem to be full of superlatives when they talk about this young man, the best athlete ever, a phenom, a freakish talent. Is this all hyperbole, or is he really that good?
It puts us in a difficult spot, you know, when somebody comes along who actually, you know, rates all the superlatives. Sort of where do you go then? What Vince Young did last night, you know, it's one thing to sort of weave through the defense of the reigning national champions as if they were cardinal and gold pylons, but, to do it on that stage for the national championship, it was genuinely extraordinary.
It's interesting because he's not the best passer. He's not necessarily seen as the best runner. He doesn't have necessarily the strongest arm. So what is it that makes him so good?
You know, I wouldn't say he doesn't have a strong arm. He's always been this unorthodox, raw talent. He's got a three-quarter. He sort of slings the ball as much as he throws it. And his progression through the Texas program has been interesting. They had sort of been trying to impose a system on him. They had been trying to change his throwing style. And he said, guys, you just need to trust me a little more. So they took the reins off a little bit. He also asked. He wanted to be a little freer in the locker room. He likes to listen to music and dance a little bit. He was asking Coach Mac Brown to loosen up, and they did, and Texas has been winning ever since.
So he essentially said, let me be me.
That's what Mac says. He said, we decided to let Vince be Vince.
Well, you've covered sports for a long time. You've seen the storied quarterbacks come and go, the Vinny Testaverdes and the Doug Fluties. And so if you look in your crystal ball and look a few years down the road, what lies ahead for Vince Young?
You know, Vince has only, he completed 30 of 40 passes last night, and sure, a lot of them were intermediate and short throws, but that was still an astonishing night for him to have. He's only going to improve as a passer, and, you know, what makes him really special is his speed and elusiveness. I mean, he's going to be the real deal in the NFL, I think. He'll be around for a while.
Austin, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you so much, Michelle.
Austin Murphy is a writer for Sports Illustrated. He was speaking to us about University of Texas quarterback Vince Young. He led his team to victory last night against reigning champion USC.